Cleveland Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, a terrible thing happened after our show ended on Friday. Salman Rushdie, the author, was stabbed 10 times on a stage waiting to speak in Chautauqua, New York, near Erie. It's in western New York. This is Chautauqua is an area where you get lectures, you get artists, you get novelists, writers. It's a great place. I've not been there, but I've read about it, and I think it's quite fine. The guy who did it was an Islamic terrorist named Hadi Matar, M-A-T-A-R, 24 years old, living in Fairview, New Jersey. I don't know why we let him in the country, but he was in Fairview, New Jersey. And he was obeying the fatwa of Ayatollah Khomeini that was issued a long time ago, and the bounty on Salman Rushdie's head under the fatwa was $3.3 million. So those are the facts. The reason that the Ayatollah Khomeini imposed a fatwa, which is essentially a sentence to be murdered for heresy, religious heresy, and Salman Rushdie is that Salman Rushdie wrote a book. Salman Rushdie wrote a lot of books. One of them was called Satanic Verses. And people in the Islamic world thought that this insulted the prophet. And if you do that, the sentence is death. We can't have this in the United States. And this is not the only instance of jihad that occurred in the last couple of days or a week. In Texas, a man... A murderer, a Muslim guy, murdered his two teenage daughters, beautiful girls, if you see the pic, really beautiful girls, nice girls, because they were dating boys he didn't approve of. So he said, I'm going to take you out to dinner. He was separated from his wife. They said, oh, great, I'm going to dinner with my father. Takes them out, pulls over to the side, pulls a gun, and shoots them both. And he claimed at the trial that he was being stigmatized for being Muslim. That was in Texas. There was an indictment issued, criminal charges, against an Iranian terrorist who had tried to hire a hitman to murder John Bolton and Mike Pompeo. Now, I have no regard for John Bolton or Mike Pompeo, but they're fellow Americans. And whatever disagreements I have, they stop at the borders of the United States. And we're not going to permit terrorists to murder him. $300,000 price put on Bolton's head, $1 million price put on Pompeo's head by the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. But somehow these people get in the country. Then in New Mexico, four Muslim men were shot, murdered. Initially, there was a lot of public discussion that these were hate crimes and all that. It turns out there's another Muslim man who killed them. The killer was a Sunni. At least two of the victims were Shiites. And there's hatred between the Sunnis and the Shiites. I'm not going to get into the basis of it. It goes back 1,300 years. It has to do with a dispute or a fight over who should succeed the prophet after he passed away. And one group thought his grandson should, and another one thought, you know, his sort of, not chief of staff, but, you know, main supporter should. And for 1,300 years, they've committed murders over that. And this has got to stop. If you import jihad into your country, you're importing your own assassins. The culture will never change. It is not assimilable in Western civilization. That's being shown in France. Merkel of Germany admitted 1 million Syrian refugees from the jihadist culture without even notifying, much less consulting, France and England, UK. They came in, and immediately murder was spread in jihad over Europe. In Nice, somebody drives a truck and kills up on the sidewalk, kills 80-some-odd people. In Charlie Hebdo, they murdered the staff of a magazine. In Paris, they went through Paris, and they murdered people throughout Paris, restaurants and everywhere else. In Britain, there are people who, they use cars to do it, they use knives to do it. The Jewish community is under attack in Europe. You cannot admit jihad in a civilized society because there's a cultural imperative to either forcibly convert or exterminate your hosts. It's as simple as that. We cannot have novelists up on a stage. A guy come running out. He's described as who was there said the attacker was dressed in black. Quote, he had a long black loose garment on him. He ran with lightning speed over to Salman Rushdie, stabbed him 10 times. Rushdie's going to lose an eye. He was stabbed in the liver. This guy is no spring chicken either. He's an older guy. Another guy got wounded by the knife as well. Nobody has time to react. He's sitting there waiting to speak at the Chautauqua conference. You surrender your First Amendment rights if jihad gets into your society. You simply surrender them. Because you have a right under our First Amendment to practice any religion you want. But if you're going to be murdered for practicing your religion, you've been deprived of your rights. You have a right to free speech, to write a novel. But if you are murdered for that, you've been deprived of your rights. The doctrine that requires murder has got to be excluded from the United States. And we're not taking this seriously. We really are not taking this seriously. You know, when the Afghanistan government fell, we brought in something like 125,000 people from that culture. We did not have 125,000 interpreters or people loyal to us. They're people that jumped on a plane. And this is jihad. This is the introduction of jihad in our society. While the numbers are small, and not everybody is bold, as they get bigger, you end up with Lebanon. Lebanon, at one time, was supposed to be a haven for French Christians in the Middle East. And then more and more people from jihadist cultures came in. And now it's a mess. It's constant civil war, constant bombings, and constant murders. The Democratic Party, both parties, frankly, but the Democratic Party never has recognized this in our immigration policy. And it's got to right now. Remember one final thing on this. People in foreign countries have no rights under our Constitution. I'll give you an example. If an American citizen goes abroad, they maintain rights under our Constitution. Somebody from a foreign country comes into the United States, they can't be, they have some rights, they can write to free speech, and they can't be searched without a search warrant and so forth. But if somebody in another country said, you're keeping me out in defiance of your constitution because of my religion or because of this or that, he has no rights. There were some people that came up from El Salvador wanting to get in the United States, and they had gang tattoos on. And the people at the border said, you can't come, and they sued. They said, it's just art. And the court said, you have no rights at all, threw them out. Guy comes in through Canada. They want to search his computer. He said, you need a warrant. They said, no, we don't. And the court said, get out of here. You don't have any rights. We've got to crack down. We can have not have any more attacks on Salman Rushdie's. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.